With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstraete. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that's about to start for your Boston Red Sox. I am your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined as always by Shelley Verstraete. Shelley, we were a little bit more optimistic on this series to start. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it was a massive bummer. Just, you know, going into the weekend, you know, going up against Texas, I thought that, you know, we were just going to roll. But we were the ones who got rolled over.
Yeah. Tough series. All right, before we dive into that, though, the presenting sponsor of this podcast is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is ultra-high milligram CBD focused on relief and recovery after a workout. They are specially designed for people with an active lifestyle, from weekend warriors to professional athletes to bucket list gym enthusiasts. Fifth Element, also known as 5E, is full-spectrum high-milligram hemp to give you help whenever, wherever you need it, whether it's after the gym or after work. Get yours today to feel better tomorrow by visiting 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER to get 50% off. Yes, you heard that right. 50%. Half off. That's 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER. Go to 5ehemp.com and get 50% off. That's the number 5, the letter E, hemp.com. All right, so Sox dropped 3 out of 4 of the Rangers here. Starting in game one, we had Martin Perez, Kyle Gibson. Gibson's really kind of like the only good thing Texas has going right now, and he pitched pretty well. Perez also pitched pretty well, though. 7 strikeouts and 5 2/3 of an inning. The offense just had trouble getting rolling. Sarmura struggled a bit there, gave up 2 home runs in his inning and a third. How do we feel about Perez's start here?
I was actually surprised with Perez's start. I mean, I guess technically it could be like a revenge game because he was with the Rangers for so long. But him, you know, him going, you know, throwing, you know, having 7 strikeouts, that was very unexpected because I usually just try to keep him at like a 9/9 rate. So him going a little bit over that is really, really impressive. And he didn't have any walks, only gave up 1 on run. I was really, really impressed with his outing. Just very surprised that this lineup could not get to Kyle Gibson. I mean, come on. You can't get to Kyle Gibson? What is going on?
Yeah, three total hits for the Red Sox, only the one run. That was tough. Perez gave up two runs. Only one of them was earned. Then Sawamura, as we mentioned, gave up two in an inning and a third. Then Darwin Hernandez pitched a clean eighth inning, striking out the side. No hits, no walks. We will get to him later, but he had a very good series after what was a pretty rough start to the year. So good to see him kind of bounce back there. But just overall, a tough one for the Red Sox here. I think this was the game that you and I thought if they were going to drop one, this was probably going to be it, just given the pitching matchup. But the Red Sox offense continued its run of struggling a bit, only managing three hits. Got to do better than that. I don't know. I think there's anything else for game one. I think that kind of covers it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Game two, the Red Sox got the win. This was Eovaldi versus Arihara. Eovaldi bounced back from his rough outing in the previous game. He went six innings, five strikeouts, only one in run. And J.D. Martinez had himself a day, 3-for-4 with two home runs. Bogarts and Devers also added a home run each. And Christian Vasquez continued his cold streak. Went 0-for-4, hitting .238. Let's start with Eovaldi. What was your reaction to this start?
I thought it was a perfectly good start. I mean, I honestly would have liked to see and kind of expected a little bit more strikeouts other than his five and six innings. But he looked totally fine. And especially coming off like that bounce back from his bad last game, I thought it was okay. I wouldn't say great, but I think it was okay. I think he's starting. I think that this outing here, you know, kind of brings him back to where he was showing in the early part of the year.
Agreed. Nice little bounce back start for him. Kind of what you were looking to get out of him there. As we had talked about in the last episode of this podcast, Arihara was prone to his blow-ups, which is exactly what happened. He allowed all six runs in 2 2/3 innings with only one strikeout and two walks. Got hit real hard, giving up dingers. Darwin Hernandez again came in, gave up one hit, struck out the side for a clean eighth inning. Looking pretty, pretty good. We talked about those home runs. Red Sox got the win. Moving on to game three. Game three, Eduardo Rodriguez and Jordan Lyles. This one was pretty tough. Erod had really his first hiccup of the year, struggled to get through this one. He went five innings, struck out five, also gave up four earned runs. Matt Andrees followed and didn't do much better. He gave up three earned runs in one inning of work. Dalbec went 0-for-5, and Franchi went 0-for-3, who are both hitting below 200. Let's start with Erod's performance there, and then we'll get into the hitters because we got kind of a lot to talk about around that. So, Eduardo Rodriguez, what were your thoughts on, you know, how he performed here? This was the first time that we've really kind of seen him struggle so far this year, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but again, you know, coupled with a little bit of struggling with the bats get going there, it's tough.
Yeah, it really is tough. This was like the first time when I actually like watched a game watching Erod. It was like, oh, this is when we get the bad Erod. Like, he just did not look comfortable. He didn't look great. He gave up eight hits, gave up four in runs. You know, even, you know, just going as far as he did, which was like five innings, I was surprised that he went that far. Like, he honestly, it was just one of those games where when Erod doesn't have it, you definitely know, like, his body language and everything on the mound, he just didn't look right. And obviously giving up all those earned runs, it obviously showed. A lot of the Texas hitters were just like really teeing up on him, getting into very, very deep counts. But yeah, this is just kind of like one of those bad outings. I'm hoping that we don't see it his next time out. Hopefully he just, you know, takes a deep breath. And when he comes out, I think against Baltimore, his next outing, I think that he'll right the ship there.
Yeah, it feels like it's just kind of a hiccup because he only had one walk. And normally when he struggles, he's given up a lot of walks. And then we find out a couple starts down the road that he's been hurt or something like that. He was pounding the strike zone. And the Rangers, as you pointed out, just made him work into really deep counts and throw a lot of pitches. But he was, you know, five strikeouts isn't bad. One walk, also not bad. Just a tough day at the office.
Yeah.
The Red Sox did score six runs. Renfro hit a home run. We had a multi-hit day for Arroyo, Martinez, Bogarts, Vasquez, and Renfro. However, as we touched on, Dalbec and Cordero really struggled. Vasquez was finally able to get off his schneid a little bit there with a couple hits, maybe starting to turn that around. But bottom of the order, which was exciting at times through the first 2 weeks, seems like it's struggling now. And I mean, we talked a lot about the boom or bust kind of style at the bottom of the order. And we figured we were going to see these stretches here where they're struggling, but it's kind of getting hard to watch here.
Yeah, it really is hard to watch. Like you said, like this bottom of the order is definitely boom or bust. And when the top of the order is struggling just a little bit, it makes that bust part of the bottom of the order even harder to watch. Yeah, so Dalbec and Cordero, like, they both just don't look in very good places. I've heard that Danny Santana's like really starting to up his, you know, rehab starts, and I mean, I'm all here for Jaron Duran. I don't care. I don't care. You know, the minor leagues is starting, I think, starting on Tuesday. So as soon as we get Jaron Duran up here, I will be much happy because we probably won't have Franchi Cordero in our lineup.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Danny Santana is starting in single A, so he's probably going to have to work his way up. But I wouldn't imagine that's, like 2 weeks tops that he would not, you know, be able to work his way back to the major league side. And then Jaron Duran obviously has not been playing competitive baseball since spring training, so I wouldn't mind seeing him get a few at-bats at AAA. But I don't think he should be that far off either. And I'm fine with seeing with what you got in Santana and just kind of letting Duran take the reins somewhere. That sounds good to me. Anything else from, well, I guess, so coming into today, so we'll move on to the game four of the series here. Cordero was 1 for his last 30 and went 0 for 3. So he's now 1 for his last 33 and hitting 158. That is tough. So the bottom of the order today, we had Marwin Gonzalez, who's hitting 189, Renfro, who's hitting 191, Cordero, who's hitting 158, and Dalbec, who's also hitting under 200, was not in the lineup today. They finished up with Pulecki, who's hitting 214. Top of the order is all killing it, but it's the bottom of the order now that's kind of dragging him down and not able to get on base ahead of the top of the order, so that's kind of minimizing the number of runs that they're scoring. But on to the positives about this, so the Red Sox ended up dropping game four 5-3, but Garrett Richards had himself another really good outing. Five innings, seven strikeouts. How are we feeling about Richards now? Do you feel, you know, that now he's put back-to-back really good outings together, are you feeling better about rolling him out there every fifth day?
This is going to be a surprising move for me. But yes, I am feeling better about Richards. because it's been two back-to-back starts where you're seeing the punch-outs, but you're not seeing those walks, and you're not seeing a lot of hits. So you're starting to see it all come together. I'm like, okay, now that I've seen it twice in a row, okay. I'm feeling a lot better about Richards coming out of the outing. Yes, it was the Rangers, but that's still fine. Like, he didn't have the walks, he didn't have the hits, so I'm definitely feeling better.
Yeah, certainly pitched well enough for the win Only allowed 4 hits and only 1 walk. Just had another really, really strong outing. And then that was followed up by another really strong outing from Darwinson Hernandez, who went another inning with 2 strikeouts, only allowing 1 hit. So this series, he went 3 innings and had 8 strikeouts and allowed 2 hits and no walks. I think this is the Darwinson that we hoped we were getting a couple of years ago when there was rumblings of him being like the closer of the future. I think this is the kind of guy we hoped we were going to get, but the walks were really going to be what always held him back. At least in his last 3 appearances, he seems to have figured out whatever he needs to figure out to be dominant, and he is crushing it right now. How excited are you to see this version of Darwinson Hernandez?
I absolutely love this version of Hernandez. Like, I was watching the game today, and he just looks so confident on the mound. He's like, yeah, I'm just about to strike you out because I'm totally feeling it. And that is what I like to see. Like, in the first couple of series, you could tell that he didn't really, just his mound presence, you could tell that he didn't really feel it. But he was totally like, yeah, I'm just about to dominate this inning right here. And I absolutely love it. Darwinson Hernandez is on, so watch out.
And also, we saw Garrett Whitlock move into a high leverage situation for the first time today. He went an inning in the 7th, trying to hold a 2-run lead for the Red Sox. Ended up giving up a run and 2 hits, only 1 strikeout. This was really the first, I mean, it's tough to call this like a hiccup for Whitlock, but by the standards, it was. So I guess 2 questions. Are you concerned about his little stumbling block here? One, what do you think of Whitlock in a high leverage situation? And 2, are you concerned that he had a bit of a hiccup?
I love putting Garrett Whitlock in a high leverage situation. And honestly, there was just like 1 mistake pitch. That was that home run pitch. He left a changeup. It was about 83, 85, something, you know, low to mid 80s, right down the middle. So it was an easy peasy home run. But what I loved about it, like the next pitch, he comes in high and tight with like a 95, 97 mile per hour pitch to the next batter. You could tell that he was pissed because he was just like, oh, I made 1 mistake and it goes out. But just how he came back, he got that next strikeout, and even that home run didn't faze him. So that's what I love to see about Garrett Whitlock. Like, yeah, every once in a while, you know, you're going to give up a run. But he came back and he was just like, F you, I am just going to strike you out because I'm so mad. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm liking it too. On the flip side, though, Ottavino came in after and continued his struggles here this season. Allowed 3 runs, 2 earned. The 2 earned that crossed were actually inherited runners that Barnes allowed to score on the 1 hit that he gave up. But in another tight game, Ottavino got charged with his 3rd blown save of the season so far. Where is your confidence level with Ottavino in these high leverage situations now? Do you think this is something he just needs to work with, or do you think that, you know, maybe he needs to be pulled out of these situations?
It really makes me sad to say, but I really do think that we need to pull him out of these really high leverage situations, because I mean, he is not right. Like, there is, like, Ottavino and Matt Burns, I kind of feel like the same type of guy. When they're on and watch out, but when they're off, oh my gosh, close your eyes. You know, yeah, it's going to be bad. And I just think that Ottavino is just really not in a good place. So I think that we need to, you know, pull him back from these higher leverage situations, let him kind of get right, and then put him back there.
At least on the good side, they have Whitlock and Andrés, and now, you know, Darwinson too, that they can fall back on to get to, you know, be that bridge to Barnes. So they've got a bunch of different options they can go until Ottavino works through it, which I think we have confidence that he can. It's just right now, He's coughing up leads, and that's not what we need.
Yep.
This team. So ultimately, the Red Sox fall 5-3, drop 3 out of the 4 to this Texas team. The good news is they're still in first place in the AL East, even with this little stumbles. And they have a nice schedule coming up, which we will dive into after a quick break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, before we get into Detroit, because apparently, like, 27 episodes of this podcast is not enough for me to finally figure out what we do. Who is your MVP of the series against Texas? I don't know why I can never remember to do these things in the right section, but
yeah, know, maybe it's a little bit on me. I kind of usually do these prepos and I also forget. So here we go. We both fail. yeah. So we are definitely not the MVP. But I would. Can I just say Derwinzen Hernandez is the MVP?
That's exactly what I was going to say, too.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm just like, yes, I am all here for good Derwinzen Hernandez. Yes.
Yeah. It's just, it's so tantalizing. It's hard not to be encouraged and excited about it. So it would be nice if this could continue. And hopefully it will. So,
yeah.
Alrighty, on to the Tigers, who currently have the worst record in all of the major leagues at 8-21. So if the Red Sox are looking to have a nice little bounce back series here after struggling against Texas, who was last place in the West, this I would hope would be the team to do it against. and then of course they have Baltimore, who is last place in the American League East, coming up after that. So they have three straight series against bottom tier teams. Let's hope they can turn this around here. But so Tigers, our matchups are Nick Pivetta versus Michael Fulmer, Martin Perez against Casey Mize, and Nathan Eovaldi versus Spencer Turnbull. It'll be fun to get to see Mize. Other than that, is there anything that you are worried about or, you know, looking for with these matchups?
Not really. Other than Pivetta, because I mean, just his, you know, just when you look at his stats, it doesn't match with what, you know, his ERA says. Like, I'm just like, oh, if Pivetta is going to be go from Pivetta to Pivetta, right? It's gonna be against the Tigers, right? I just had like this really sneaky suspicion that oh no, it might be bad.
Yeah, he's got some real tough peripherals. It kind of looks like he's a ticking time bomb waiting to just kind of implode. And I would really hope this would be a real bad time for it.
Yes, so, yes.
I hope he can kind of keep his luck rolling and get through this. But I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
As far as the lineup we will be facing for the Tigers. Leading off, Robbie Grossman. They have Jaimer Candelario, number two. Miguel Cabrera in the three hole. Jonathan Scope batting fourth. Harold Castro, fifth. Wilson Ramos, sixth. Willy Castro, seventh. Nico Goodrum, eighth. And Akil Baddoo, ninth. Is there anything there? I mean, Akil Baddoo's been fun, right?
Yeah. He has, you know, occasionally, like, some good games where he hit, you know, doubles and home runs and be really exciting. But then there are also times where he just, like, just doesn't really do anything, which is totally fine because he's a Rule 5 pick and he hadn't played above high A. Nothing against Akil Baddoo, and that name is just the greatest name. But, I mean, like, outside of him, I'm not really scared of anyone. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm... We better take at least two out of three of this series, I gotta say.
Agreed. They have one hitter hitting over 230.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's Jaime Candelario, who also miraculously is batting .278 and has 30 strikeouts already on the season.
Yeah.
So it feels like something's out of place there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So that, I mean, you're right. They have to take two out of three. Otherwise, this has to be seen like a failure of a series here for the Red Sox.
100%.
Yeah, but hopefully we're going to see a sweep, which is what I would be anticipating. So the one thing that I'm afraid of, though, based off of the most recent series, right, the split of four-game series against Seattle, who is probably better than the record was showing when they played, kind of fallen off cliff a bit. A two-game sweep of the Mets, who are a really good team, and then drop three out of four of the Rangers. I'm worried that they're starting to just play to their competition rather than just play to their potential. And that's terrifying because that's usually how you end up as a mediocre team. And they,
yep.
Which is, I guess if we're being honest, which is where I thought they would be at the end of the year before the season started. But, you know, they started off really well with the middle of the lineup, killing it, getting really strong pitching performances. It felt like they could be one of the better teams in the league. And I guess the silver lining here is that they're still in first, but it seems like they're kind of hanging on. So if they don't take at least two out of three here, I might start to reach for the panic button. I don't know if I'd quite hit it yet, but I think I might start to reach for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we had like that good, you know, what, week and a half where we basically couldn't lose at all. And it was just everyone clicking, right? And now we're not having that. I mean, the pitching hasn't been absolutely horrible, but it hasn't been as great as it was. So it's like, yeah, if we don't take two out of three, yeah, I will also be reaching for that panic button.
Yeah, the starting pitching and bullpen is still, they're both top five in the league. So, and it's hard to not feel good about that, but at the same time, they're not getting results. So it's like, what's going to give here? So yeah, look for the Red Sox to have a much better series here against the Tigers. Who is your guess for series MVP?
I'm going to go, Alex Verdugo. I think that he's going to just have just a field day with Fulmer, Mize, Turnbull, and the bullpen for the Tigers. I think that he's just going to be legit awesome.
Yeah, I'm going JD Martinez for pretty much the same reason. I just feel like he's going to eat that pitching up.
Yeah, revenge game, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. There you go.
Sure.
Whatever you got to find to motivate yourself, do it. All right, that's going to do it for us. You can find both of us at odormonster.com, great website where we've done some roundtables and such. You can also find us on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. That's going to do it for us. And we will be back to review or recap the Tigers series, preview the Orioles later in the week. Thanks for listening.